Depend on it.
Live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz Sandy Springs.
It's 7 minutes past the hour. Welcome to a very, very special edition of Money Matters. Money Matters Christmas Tax Edition. With your host, Wes Moss. I'm usually here Sunday mornings, 9 to 11. I'll do an update every morning for Scott Slade of the Atlanta Morning News. Markets, economy, what's happening in the world. A lot of it has been centered around politics lately and what's happening with your taxes. It all weaves together. Money Matters on Sunday mornings. If you're new to that show, if you haven't listened, the focus for now will be in our 10th year starting in February is about trying to get you to retirement just one or two ticks earlier. If we can do it 6 months, all the better. A year earlier, the better. We're trying to get you there a little bit early. And if you are stuck in traffic and you're trying to think about last minute Christmas presents, and then in your head you're thinking, man, it's been an expensive year. And we think that at this time of year, and I've got to go buy a bunch of Christmas presents. Well, not to mention you're sitting in traffic to do that, and then you got to go travel. Then you got to go travel, which is another fortune, particularly if you have kids. And you're thinking, well, I got to make 2 plane tickets. Me and my wife, I got another couple kids. I'm going to wherever I'm going. And you're thinking, well, this Christmas is costing a fortune. Well, guess what? 90% of Americans are getting a tax cut. Now, it's not coming today. It will be in 2018. But you've heard in the media, you've heard from politicians, you've heard from pretty much every news outlet you can think of, the taxes are going up. It's only a tax increase for the wealthy. That's wrong. I've been covering this for the last 6 months, knowing that this would happen. And there are calculators out there that give you a really good idea with the new tax brackets and the new increases for childhood exemptions or credits, with the new mortgage interest deduction, with the elimination of the SALT, state and local income tax, to give us a pretty good idea of what your taxes are going to look like in 2018. So I ran 50,000, 75,000, no kids, 2 kids, 100,000, 150, 250, 1 million, 2 million, Georgia, California, New York. And I got to tell you, most of you are getting a tax cut, and a pretty big tax cut. We took about 5 calls. Every single one of those families is going to see a tax decrease in 2018. Money in their pocket. And that's a big thing to understand right now as we head into arguably the most expensive time of the year. This is when you feel guiltiest about, gosh, I've got to do this. I've got to travel. Got to buy. Guess what? You're going to get a little relief. And oh, by the way, the big picture that impacts all of you, me, us, WSB listeners, is that this is going to be very good for the economy. $205 billion stimulative to next year's GDP. That's going to add at least 1, maybe 2% of growth, maybe even more, as this kind of lifts the animal spirits in America. So I think of this, and it's Christmas time, and it's kind of that Christmas time of year. It's Christmas in America. 90% of Americans have just been given the gift that keeps on giving.
Clark, that's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
The whole year. And I'm not talking about Jelly of the Month Club. I'm talking about the largest tax cut overhaul in the history of America. Yes, that was a clip from Christmas Vacation. It's on every day, 20 times a day this time of year. It's my wife's favorite movie. It's not just her favorite Christmas movie. It is her favorite movie, period. I don't know why she identifies with Clark Griswold so much, but she does. I'm just praying that she doesn't go on the roof to try to staple a bunch of Christmas bulbs into the roof. Maybe knock down a tree or two in the neighbors. Anyway, that's what we're talking about here. The phone line's open, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. And I want to try to help you figure out what this tax cut specifically means for you and your wallet. Are your taxes going up? Are they going down? Are they staying flat? All right, we're headed to the phones here. We're going to Frank, who joins us from Pensacola. Frank, what's going on, man?
Not much. Just want to find out whether I'm going to pay more taxes or not.
Well, I want to hear a little bit about you. So just tell me about the family. Are you married? You have kids? Do you live in Pensacola?
Yeah, in the general area, yeah.
So you're a Florida resident. Okay.
Correct.
Gotcha. So just approximate. So your income is about how much again?
Yeah, adjusted gross is going to be about $290.
Got it.
And married, filing jointly, adult kids. We itemize. It's going to be about $30,000 on Schedule A.
$30,000 in item. Okay, in itemized. And then what about your property taxes?
Property taxes is about $8,000.
All right, another eight. Okay. And then again, itemization 30. And any. How old are you and how many kids or no kids?
I have about 2 adult kids. I'm 57.
Oh, got it. So no kids under the age of 17. So this is a scenario where let me do a couple things quickly here. So let's say, so you're in the state of Florida and, Florida doesn't have a big, or you don't have a state income tax, or you shouldn't really have.
No, it's like local sales tax is the only thing you can claim.
Yeah, so you're not going to lose a bunch there, but you are going to get, and it looks like your if your property taxes are $8,000, then you're going to keep that. Remember, because now we're going to $10,000 on state and local, and you shouldn't have a whole bunch of state. And again, this calculator may not be picking it up perfectly, but I put $8,000 for property taxes, $30,000 for itemized, and this tells me, again, take this with this is the most accurate calculator I've seen, and I think it's going to be fairly close. But again, the final numbers are not in new tax software yet, so just take this as a general guide, and you're gonna you're obviously do your taxes. And remember, here's the other important point. This doesn't really take into effect until you're doing your taxes in 2019. Remember, so you'll be getting a tax cut throughout 2018, and you may withhold less, so you'll have more net money in your paycheck for a lot of Americans. But you're not filing your 2018 taxes until 2019. Remember that. This tells me is that you are going to have a tax savings of about $4,300.
Okay.
It's about $4,300 from what I can tell. Go ahead.
Oh, is that in terms of a refund on top of what I would have had before?
So the way this calculator works is that it looks at what your tax bill, your federal tax bill, and we're not talking about FICA here. We're talking about your federal tax bill.
Right.
What that would be under the old system relative to what it would be under the new system. So this shows me that you pay about $53,000 in federal taxes, and then you will now pay about $48,000 in federal taxes moving forward. So that's where that $4,000 delta is coming in, $4,000 of savings. And Frank, that's a call that I'm happy to report, my friend.
Yeah, I have one quick cash question though.
Sure.
In terms of the personal exemptions, basically that's gone, right?
The personal exemptions go away, but the reason they go away is that the standard deduction goes up so much.
Right. Right.
So the standard, the standard deduction for you married filing jointly goes up to $24,000 now because of all your deductions. You're still going to take your other deductions.
Right.
You're not going to use the standard in this case. But
yeah, so I basically lose the exemptions.
You lose the exemptions, you do. But if you the way the tax brackets work, and again, they're a little bit more specific. So we had 6 tax brackets. They're going to 7. They're a little more specific, and they're a little bit lower. And the top bracket is going from 39.6 down to 37. So the way the brackets are structured, even though you begin in Florida, you're not going to lose a lot or gain a lot because you don't lose the SALT deduction or you don't pay a lot of Florida tax anyway. But the way the brackets are working, this calculator is showing me that you're still going to get a relatively significant tax cut in 2018. And I'm happy to report it. Merry Christmas, my friend. Thanks for calling into this special edition of Money Matters. Again, if you haven't tuned into Money Matters, I'm here every Sunday morning, 9 to 11. Again, Wes Moss, I've been doing Money Matters this February. It'll be in its 10th year. And it's a live call-in show, and we're here to try to cover the most important topics of the day and how they impact you specifically in your wallet and your investment. So there's a lot to this on the economic growth side. The corporate side tells me that because companies are going to be paying less, so the corporate tax rate in America is going from 35% down to 21%, what does that mean for your 401k? Question mark. It means that companies in America are going to have higher earnings because they're paying less taxes. Just like you're going to have more money in your wallet after you pay taxes, you're going to get higher earnings, so are companies. And remember, the stock market, everything that matters to the stock market is earnings. So as earnings go up, it's obviously a very, very good thing for equity markets. It's a big reason why the stock market in 2017 is up close to 25%. So the market has started to sniff this out and say, wait a minute, companies are going to get a big tax break, more earnings equal more profits, which drives this market higher. We're looking at about a 10% increase in what companies earn in 2018 due to these shock and awe tax cuts. You're listening to a very special tax edition of Money Matters. We're here until 5 o'clock trying to help you solve your tax scenario for 2018. Do a little pre-planning so that you can maybe think about what you're buying for Christmas right now, because you're probably stuck in traffic thinking about, gosh, I got a couple gifts left for my family. Stay tuned. More Money Matters right here on WSB straight ahead. Welcome back to a special Money Matters tax edition as we close out 2018. Now, I've said earlier that 90% of America is getting a tax cut. From a percentage standpoint, it might be bigger than that. It might be 95% of America is getting a tax cut, because the only category that I have seen where you're actually going to have a tax bill go up that's significant, and there's some folks that where it stays flat. Where I see taxes going up is the single individual. So let's call it Billy from South Carolina. And Billy from South Carolina makes $500,000 a year. He's got no kids and he's single. We're going to go to South Carolina because we just changed. So Billy is $500,000 and he deducts a lot because he has a big house and he pays a bunch of property taxes, $12,000 a year in property taxes. He itemizes another, let's call it $15,000 a year. Now, he's going to get clipped here a little bit because his state taxes that he pays are pretty significant, and that deduction is going away. Arguably the biggest change of this new tax plan going into 2018. So if you're high income, you're losing your state income tax deduction, and the property taxes, or your state and local property taxes, it's itemized or it's capped at a $10,000 deduction. And that's a really big deal. So let's run the scenario. $500,000, South Carolina, children under the age of 17, zero. Billy from South Carolina is going to lose almost 10 grand. He's going to pay an additional $10,000, according to my tax calculator. Now, it might not be quite that bad, because in this case, you're going to see maybe a little bit of relief, because the AMT, the alternative minimum tax, that's getting a little less punitive. So that might add a couple $1,000s extra to this. So he might be $5,000 or $6,000. But that's a scenario where taxes are going up. And I'd like to hear from that kind of group. Now, when you call in here to the show, the phone lines are open. You don't have to tell me your name. If you're a high income earner, you got big property taxes, I want to run some of those scenarios. You don't have to tell me your name. You don't know. You don't want your neighbors to know how rich you are. I get that. So you can come in, you can call in and just give me a separate name and we'll run the numbers for you. But in this particular scenario, and let's run Billy, and let's say he lived in Georgia, $500,000 in income, a single, he's itemizing, $12,000 in property tax, $15,000. His tax is actually going down, or his taxes are going up about eight grand in the state of Georgia. So that in itself, that's the category. The lower end of the upper 1% of earners in America. So you're earning $450,000. That's where I'm starting to see there's a little bit of tax increase here. So if you're driving, be safe. Don't run into the side of the road because you just heard your taxes are going up. We're going to go back to the phones when we get back. from Quick Break. I published on my website the 10 most important pieces of this legislation for you individual taxpayers. Go to WesMoss.com, WESMOSS.com. Now, it's right on the homepage. There's a bunch of people, though, saving money. You can also take a look under the book section. You can retire sooner than you think. It's a book that's still more relevant today than when I published it a couple years ago. What a great Christmas gift. I think Kindle, it's like under 10 bucks, $11.50 maybe if you're looking for the softback. But what a great Christmas present for a friend or family member who's thinking about retiring in 2018. More Money Matters special tax edition right here at WSB Radio when we return.
Live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
Wes Moss here with a very special edition of Money Matters. Tax edition. The Christmas tax edition. As you're stuck in traffic, and I know you're just pulling your hair out, and you think, gosh, I got a couple more Christmas presents I still got to get, right? Have you bought a Christmas present for your wife or your husband? Are your kids all taken care of? Is everyone going to be happy? I don't know. Not everybody's happy over the tax cut, but I'm going to tell you about 95% of Americans are getting one. And it's going to help ease the burden of the very problem that you're saying to yourself right now. Christmas is expensive. I got to get travel. And this is what I do with our family. And this is the first year I'm not traveling in a lot of years. And I have four little kids under the age of 10 and under. And my wife's family lives in Michigan. And that's where she loves to go every year. There's snow. It's beautiful. Everybody loves Michigan. Well, think about how expensive it is to go to Michigan. So it's 6 plane tickets to get up there. Because you don't want to drive up there. I've tried that once. Got stuck in Ohio in a snowstorm. It took me 22 hours to get from Atlanta to Ann Arbor. Well, I'm not going to do that drive again. But I will fly. And think about how expensive those tickets are times 6, right? And then you got to buy ticket. Then you got to buy every Christmas presents and the family. And it's an expensive time of year. Fortunately, this year, only days ago, we have a new tax bill, arguably the largest tax bill in the history of our country, that just got signed. And for most Americans, the vast, vast majority of Americans, this is going to be a really big deal. So it's Christmas in America. 95% of you are getting a tax cut. It's kind of the gift that keeps on giving. Bigger than the 1963 Kennedy tax cuts, bigger than the 2003 Bush tax cuts, and second only to the 1981 tax cuts, at least over the first 2 years. But arguably, it will be bigger when it's all said and done. For the economy itself, back when we did tax cuts in 2003, and this is why it makes me laugh when I read these polls, these surveys, 41 out of 42 economists say that the tax bill is not going to really stimulate the economy, particularly over the long term. Well, I take issue with that. In 2003, we were running at under 2% GDP growth. After the Bush tax cuts, we were now over 4% and more than double GDP growth. And then it stayed over 3% in 05 and 06. So it worked. And this tax cut is much larger than that. And it's multifaceted. It's not just individuals. It's not just companies. It's small business owners as well. So think of the animal spirits or the entrepreneurial spirits that get stimulated by a cut in all the main areas that matter. Small business, big corporations, and you. So there's a little bit of something for everybody in this new tax bill. I wrote today, and I know this is brand new stuff, fresh off the press, but I wrote about the 10 pieces of this that'll impact individuals the most. I also give a whole bunch of examples in the article that I wrote. So whether you make a $50,000 example, $100,000 example, or $150,000 example, to try to give you an idea of what your scenario might look like. I also have a link in that article on my website that shows you, it takes you to a tax plan estimator that has all the new brackets in it and most of the new rules in it so that you can get an idea if your taxes are going up, down, or staying flat. And that's exactly what we've been doing right here on this special edition of Money Matters over the last couple of hours. We're going to continue to do so. I want to go to the phones, though. So the number here, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. To find that article about those 10 items, go. It's right on my homepage. I just published it. Go to wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. It's right on the homepage or under the Money tab. Again, if you're new to hearing me on WSB, I've been doing Money Matters for almost 10 years. We're live 9 to 11 every Sunday morning, live call-in show. It's one of the most favorite things I do in the world. I give an update to Scott Slade for Atlanta Morning News every morning in Atlanta Morning News. So I'm also I also wrote a book called You Can Retire Sooner Than You Think. It is a book that is more relevant today in 2017, 18 than when I published it a couple of years ago. What's happened in the market, what's happened with mortgages, what's happened with this new tax bill, it is very relevant to the book here today. There's a section in the book that talks about what happens with your taxes as a retiree. They go down. Well, this new tax bill, they're going to go down even further than what I talked about in the book, not dramatically, but by 1, 2, maybe 3%. And that is something that is important when you do your planning. So talk about a Christmas gift. If you have a family member or a friend that's thinking about pulling the ripcord and getting out of the job that they're just sick of, and they're sick of sitting in traffic, and they're sick of the job they're working, maybe they've been doing it for 20, 30 years, then they might get an awful lot out of. And there's a lot of in this book about life and how you enjoy your money. And I did a survey, 1,350 retirees over 46 different states, to give you 5 simple financial habits and 18 traits that are common among the happiest retirees. So it's a guide to do that, how to really use your money, and then a couple of the main checkpoints that will make it so that you can stop working. Wall Street tries to pretend that you got to work till you're age 70. You got to work basically until you die. I take issue with that and really try to operate from a completely different standpoint. I want you to be able to stop working as soon as possible, not work until you die. Not that work is bad, and some of us love our work. I'm lucky to be in that category, but I want you to be in the position to be able to do so. So you could also look, and of course it's on Amazon. There's 250 plus reviews. 88% of them are 4 and 5 star. And remember, it's a money book. So I let the reviews speak for themselves. The book, again, You Can Retire Sooner Than You Think, 5 Money Secrets of the Happiest Retirees. We're going to go to the phones here. Ryan, where are we headed first? All right, we're going to, looks like, Mark in Atlanta. Mark, good morning. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Well, first of all, I want to send my condolences for John Lewis. He was a great guy.
I know. Thank you for that, Mark. Condolences to John's family and his friends, especially this time of year. And thank you for that note.
Yeah. The question I have is, you're talking about high income earners, and my wife and I are both professionals that are employed here in Atlanta. And we're trying to, one of the hardest times of year for me is honestly tax season. We have an exceptionally high tax bill. And I wanted to see, you know, if Trump's plan was going to help us with reduce our tax bill at all.
Well, a couple of, so just give me approximate income for you guys together.
It's about $725,000.
So $725,000. Yeah, so definitely a high tax. So you guys are high earners, married filing jointly. And I would suspect, and this will be an interesting calculation, I'm sure you itemize deductions on your taxes. What is it, just roughly, what's your property tax bill?
It's about $11,000 a year.
Okay. And then how about your other itemized deductions? So this would be mortgage interest. It'd be charitable contributions, everything that you would typically itemize in a normal year.
I would say probably about $10,000 to $15,000. Although my understanding is that we're largely phased out of some of this.
Well, you're right. The phase outs happen in a bunch of different tax areas. One of them is the child tax credit. So you're not going to, you know, that's getting boosted from $1,000 to $2,000. And the income level is going up tremendously to be able to get the child tax credit. However, at your, in fact, the childhood tax credit, again, it's going from $1,000 to $2,000. $1,400 of that is refundable. So if you're listening today and you have a bunch of kids, that's going to really move the meter for your taxes next year. But it's going to go up dramatically. It's going to go all the way up to $200,000 if you're single and $400,000 if you're married in order to still be able to utilize that credit. And that's, Mark, what you're talking about, these phase outs. And in your case, because your income's so high, yeah, you're right, you're going to be phased out. But how many kids do you have, though, Mark?
Four.
Four kids. Okay. Are they? What are the ages? How old are they?
They're all less than 17.
Okay. So there's four kids. Here, let's look at your tax bill. See, this is an example where this is interesting. So you're a super high earner, and you're going to lose some of your property tax deductions, and you're losing your Georgia state tax deductions. You're going to lose your state income tax deduction, which is obviously a big deal. But because the tax brackets are going to go, they're going down a little bit, and particularly in that over 600,000 category for you, you're going to 37% instead of 39.6. Mark, you're actually going to get a tax savings in 2018 to the tune of about $11,000. So you're going to save almost $1,000 a month, approximately, from the calculations I'm doing, even though you're going to lose the big state income tax deduction. And that's part of what's going to, partially because of the brackets, even though you're phased out on the childhood tax credit. Of course, this is an estimate. You're going to have to do your taxes again next year. But I would tell you that this is good. I'm happy to report good news for you and your family. Merry Christmas, man. You've been listening to a special edition of Money Matters, Christmas Tax Edition. Stay tuned for more right here at News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Christmas is the time of year for being with the ones we love.
Welcome to this very special edition of Money Matters, special Christmas tax edition. I was just trying to calm you down. I know traffic's awful. I get it. You're stuck. You're yelling and you're thinking about taxes and what's this tax bill going to do for me? And I got Christmas presents left to get. I get it. Well, good news. Most of you are getting a tax cut in 2018. It's not going to help you today, but it's going to help you longer term. And by the way, it's going to be a big deal for the economy to the upside. If you haven't listened to Money Matters, this is Wes Moss, and I'm here every Sunday morning from 9 to 11. My job is just to inform the public about what's going on with general major themes in the economy, taxes, tax reform, stock market. And I would say that this is the most misinformed topic of 2017. And that's the fact that we're all getting everybody's getting a tax. This tax bill is awful. There's a recent poll just a couple of days ago that 47% of Americans still think their taxes are going up. Wrong. There's another general consensus that this is just a tax cut for the wealthy. Wrong. I've run these numbers over and over again, and this is a decidedly middle-class tax cut. It's basically a tax cut for almost everybody, unless you live in a major, major high-tax income state like California, New York, New Jersey, and you pay a massive amount in property taxes, and you're going to lose that deduction as well. Or you're single with no kids and you're a super high earner. It is interesting here that the one category we do see people get a tax increase if you're single, making $400,000 or $500,000, and you have no kids. I do wonder about this tax bill. You are rewarded to be married and have kids. You're rewarded to be married and have kids. But for the most part, you're getting a tax cut. I summarized what I think are the 10 most important pieces of this tax bill from an individual perspective. Sure, corporations are getting a massive tax cut. Small business owners are getting somewhat of a tax cut, and individuals are getting a tax cut in a lot of different ways. So I summarized the most important points on that. And I just published an article today, right as we started the show, at wesmoss.com. So look at that. It's right on the homepage, WESMOSS.com. It's there. Read it. Have fun. And you're going to very likely, and run the numbers. I have a link to a tax calculator in that article. And I really hope that it works out, that you do get a tax cut. With that, enjoy this wonderful holiday season. Tune in Sunday mornings, 9-11. On my website, if you have further questions throughout the year, you can find me. I'm in Atlanta. The email tab in the upper right-hand corner on my website, those emails come straight to me in the Money Matters team. Again, at wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. God bless, and I wish you a Merry Christmas.